Here in the Hunter, we have a very long and rich military history, and there is a very special 100th anniversary coming up this week. And to talk to us about that is the great nephew of a Newcastle soldier killed in action. The man's name was James Arncliffe, and we've got Greg Artcliffe this morning. Good morning, Greg. Let's get into it. Firstly, the memorial service. Can you take us through exactly what we're commemorating?
We're commemorating the 100th death of James Hartley Arncliffe, but also 38 other soldiers of the 1st AIF that were killed in the Battle of Messines or around that Western Front. It's on 10 a.m. at Sandgate Cemetery, and it should be a great service. There's a lot of people attending, a lot of history in our past, as you said before, the history with regard to our battles, etc. So yeah, I'm just proud to be a descendant of one of them, and I'm proud Nova Castrian.
Yeah, Greg, we do have a long and proud history of military service here in the Hunter. Why do you think it is important that we continually commemorate these special occasions as time marches on?
Oh, I think they sacrifice, they're the ultimate sacrifice in my eyes, to give their lives to freedom and create the country that we call Australia. So I don't think they ever should be forgotten. With regard to my great uncle, he was a really good lifesaver from Cooks Hill Surf Club. He was club captain in 2015. He was the 100-yard swimming champion back in those days. And he went to war at 24, and that was the end of his swimming career and the end of his life. You know, he was unfortunately killed in the Battle of Messines on the 7th of June in quite dramatic circumstances. People might realise that was the night of the Hill 60 gigantic explosion. Unfortunately, Jim was killed just prior to that, so there's definitely a lot of remembrance, and there's a lot of stories, and I'm hoping to hear more stories of part of other soldiers and James's comrades on that day, on Wednesday, when we get together with other descendants and other people of interest.
Greg, you mentioned stories. You actually have a really good story as a Belgium connection with the grave of your great uncle, isn't there? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's only just come to light as far as my wife Donna and I are concerned. It's pretty exciting for us. In 2013, we decided to take a small bottle of sand from Cooks Hill Surf Club or Bar Beach, the front of Bar Beach, in a nice little ornate bottle, to Belgium and visit James's grave and place that bottle of sand at James's grave. We also put a bit of detail on it, so we laminated a small tag onto the top of the bottle: James Hartley Arncliffe, rest in peace, Cooks Hill Surf Club Australia, and a little image of James on the back. About 2 or 3 weeks after we placed the bottle at the grave, a Belgian gentleman, John Michel, and his adopted Chinese daughter walked into the grave, were walking into the Toronto Avenue Cemetery and saw this little ornate bottle, picked it up, and actually realised that that will be someone else to take it. There's people over there that take mementos, and they've got their own little museum at home, and he knew that would disappear. So he's taken that bottle in 2013 and connected with Cooks Hill Surf Club because of the info on that bottle, and had a contact with John Mayo from Cooks Hill Surf Club, who has sent sand over to replenish the small bottle of sand that we did leave in that bottle. Just recently, we've got all these beautiful images from Belgium of Chloe and her father being made adoptees of James's grave. It's a real tradition over in Belgium that I wasn't aware of, that a lot of the locals in the Western Front area adopt these graves. They know that we're on the other side of the world. We can't go over and tend to the graves on a regular basis. But it's just real emotional for me to finally sort of the pieces to join together and realise this Belgian family are looking after James's grave, and the guy was unfortunately 100 years ago.
Greg, it is a very emotional story as well. Just very quickly, the information on the service if we're wanting to come along.
Okay, yeah, it's 10 a.m. this Wednesday, 7th of June, Sandgate Cemetery. You know, if you've got any interest in what's happening, as I said, it's not only James. I'm proud that James is being recognised. But I want everyone to realise there's 38 other soldiers that gave their lives back in the First World War era, and they've got just as much respect.
Greg, it will be a very proud and very an emotional event. Thank you for your time this morning, and you'll get those stories ready because there'll be lots of people wanting to hear them. That is the great nephew of Newcastle serviceman James Arncliffe. It's Greg Arncliffe talking with us about the memorial service tomorrow. 2NURFM 103.7.